My dad's seen your pictures in a white leisure suit, and my mom's in some kind of like horrible floral print blouse thing that no one would wear today, I hope.
Now, did your father, was he a contractor too, like your grandfather?
No, he is in business. He does, oh goodness, I have to explain what he does. And I used to tell people when I was little, they'd ask me, what does your dad do? And I'd go, I don't know what my father does, because I didn't understand it. And I still half the time don't, but he basically, the insurance plans that banks sell to people, he sells that plan to the bank. So he's kind of like I would say he's kind of useless, but he's kind of like an idea person. Like he does he makes up programs, and then banks will like buy the program and sell it. So it's like an insurance salesman, but not. So he didn't go into contracting. His younger brother does pools and like landscape stuff, so it's a little more like what his father did, but my dad didn't go into that area.
Okay. Well, I've got a pretty good idea about that. What about religion in the family?
Let's see, I was raised Jewish. I was raised Reform Jewish. My father was Roman Catholic, and his family was. And actually, they wanted to baptize me when I was born or whatever they do, but my grandmother told my mother that she wanted to baptize me just in case, and my mother gave her a look and said no. So my father never converted religion, though. He hasn't ever converted from Roman Catholicism, but he hasn't really been practicing since he was a child. So, and my mother and her family was practicing Reformed Jews their whole life, and so she had told him when they got married that that's how she was going to raise the kids, and he said, okay, I don't care. He just never came to, you know, synagogue or anything like that, but he came for important holidays, but he didn't, like, engage in the religion at all. So I was raised Reformed Jew until I was about 13, when you get your bar and bat mitzvah, and I didn't like the synagogue we were going to in Roswell very much, or it actually wasn't in Roswell, it was in Dunwoody, but there's not that many synagogues in the Atlanta area, really. Well, now there's more. And so I basically stopped doing all the stuff, and I didn't go to any more, and I didn't get a bar bat mitzvah, which I kind of felt gypped, because everybody gets like the big party for that, and I never got that. And then, so I haven't gone back really very much since, except for major holidays on occasion, but.
Okay. What about other social contacts or social clubs in the community that your family may be involved with and that you've had some experience with?
In Roswell, specifically?
Yeah.
Let me think. My parents they're involved in a lot of things that are related to us, not so much they have their own, they're not like in their own like adult social clubs exactly. My father was president of our subdivision like board or whatever it was for a year, and used to yell at me if I parked my car wrong in the driveway because I was leaving a bad impression because he was the president and people were looking to him, but I thought it was kind of silly. Well, my parents are really involved in my brother's basketball. That's probably the biggest thing they do, and that's through the high school. They ran the like pre-high school basketball booster club for everyone in the area, which is like the Centennial area, which isn't huge. But and so my dad coached basketball. He's coached basketball since my brother's played when he was like 5 or 8 or whatever age he started at, and has been his coach until he went to high school, and then he gets, you know, a real coach after that. But so they run that, and they still work with it, the booster club, and help some other kids with it. They don't coach. My dad coached 2 years ago, I think, and then stopped for a while because he didn't have time.
Well, as long as we're talking about schools, maybe you can tell me a little bit more about the schools in Roswell and your experience there. Now, you've told me a little bit about your early experience mm-hmm. with Little Pizzas in Rhode Island.
Yes.
But what kind of school was it that you went to in Roswell?
The first school is Barnwell Elementary, which I only went to for about half a year. And it was actually really interesting for me because in Rhode Island, my school had 2 classes per grade. It was 1 building. And the TAG program, which some people might know is a talented and gifted program that they do. It's like a magnet kind of thing. In Rhode Island, we had TAG, but it was 1 for the entire area of like